Blog Talk Radio.
This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this day, this night, and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we're from the throne of grace, we come to you holding ourselves under thy mighty hand today. Just thanking and praising you for your mercy, your grace, and your love. Just thanking and praising you for who you are and your God. And besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. Oh, Heavenly Father, right now, Lord, as I get out of the way, that you may have your way here this night. Prepare the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that try to hinder the word of God from going forth. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible, amen, I'd like you to open up to the book of Romans. The book of Romans. Of the 14th chapter, verse 8, and the word reads, "For whether we live unto the Lord, and whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live thereof, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's." In 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19 through 20, it says, "Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your spirit, which are God's." Just for the next few minutes, we want to talk about you belong to God. You belong to God. In the book of Matthew 3, verse 2, the word said, "Repent, because the kingdom of God, of heaven, has come." Repent, because the kingdom of heaven have come near. Beloved, we are God's own possessions. As believers of Christ, God have placed you where you are with a kingdom mandate, purpose on your life, which is at stake. You have to become the salt and light wherever you are and see yourself as God's movable possession. Yes, believer of Christ, you are one of God's unique movable possessions and twin. 23. In the word of God in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20, it says, "Now then are ye ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you, by us we pray, you're in Christ's stead and behalf. Be ye reconciled to God." We're also reminded in the book of 1 Peter 2, verse 5, it says, "Ye yourself are lively stones, are built into a spiritual house for a holy priesthood to offer spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. We are acceptable to God because of Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. The Apostle Paul says that we are like, the Apostle Peter says that we are like lively stones. We are as gold, silver, and precious stones by which he is constructing his kingdom. Yes, we are a chosen and blessed people because God is a holy God. The Bible says in 1 Peter 1, verse 15 and 16, but as he which have called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conduct. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Believers of Christ, we are to reflect our Father with our attitude, our behavior, our conduct, and our lifestyle. As a believer of Christ, God is looking, as believers of Christ, God is looking for a people who will obey his word so that because of their obedience to his word, there will be holiness in their lifestyle, in their life. Bible says in 1 Samuel 15:22, the B clause of the verse, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. So be ye separate, says the Lord. You, as a believer of Christ, belong to a holy God, a God that sits high but look low, a God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on his head. Again, we are reminded in 1 Corinthians 6, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Beloved, God paid a tremendous, precious price for you. And you belong to him. Believer of Christ, are you glorifying God? Are you glorifying God with your life in 2023? Child of God, you have been bought and paid for with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. So you no longer belong to the devil, and you no longer belong to yourself either. You belong to God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The great I am, the one that is, that has all power in his hand. The one that neither slumber nor sleep. So beloved, every one of us, as a born again believer, must make a quality and serious decision about our walk with God. Beloved, remember that you have been bought with a price. And God expects you to surrender your life to him. You are a child of God. And you need to consecrate yourself to him. To be consecrated means to be set apart for a special use of a special purpose. To be set apart for a special use or a special purpose. When you became a kingdom-minded person, you drafted into the beloved family of God. God is the one that drafted you in. So you belong to him. 1 Peter 1, verse 13 through 16, it says, wherefore prepare your mind for action. Be sober and set your hope completely on the grace to be brought to you as a revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not conforming yourself according to the former lust. In your ignorance, as he which have called you is holy. So be ye holy in all manner of conduct, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Yes, in 2023, as a born-again believer of Christ, you belong to God. Excuse me. You belong to God, an awesome God, the God of all creation. You see, God says, you are mine. You represent me. You have my DNA in you. You have been born of my spirit. You are a holy child of God. So, believer of Christ, are you a person who will be God's movable peace and possession and be at his constant disposal whenever you are serving 7 days a week, whether it seems convenient or inconvenient, whether it seems within your giftedness or not, that you say, I am a movable possession. God has placed you where you are. So he has saved you, filled you with his Holy Spirit. So you belong to him. You are his. Yes, believer of Christ, God in 2023 is still looking for a people in whom he can manifest his character so that he can trust, so that he can trust them with his mission, and that he can call to himself them as a possession. Yes, this is what God is looking for. So let us, as God's children, get involved in doing great things for the kingdom of God in 2023. Yes, beloved, the gospel message is for all people and for all nations. We need to present the gospel message in new and creative ways that we will reach the people around us and in the world, yet still holding to the principles of our belief of the word of God. God don't want us to water down his word. God don't want us to take it out of context to suit people's feelings and emotions. No, God wants us to tell the word of God just the way it is written in his word, the Holy Bible, biblical instruction before leaving earth. Yes, beloved, we need to become flexible and to allow creativity to be displayed so that we can make an impact in the world all around us, in the community that we live in. A question may be asked here tonight. What does it mean that you belong to God. To belong to God means to feel safe and secure. The Bible says in the book of Romans 14, verse 8, for whether we live unto the Lord. And whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live thereof or die, we are the Lord. Also, we are reminded in 1 Corinthians 6, verses 19 and 20. Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your spirit, which are God. Ye are God's own possession. Yes, we do have an enemy, the devil, who goes as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. Bible says in John 10:10, the thief come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, as a born-again believer, you belong to God, an awesome God, a God that is willing, ready, and able to meet your each and every need in your life. Beloved, we belong to God, and that in itself should, and that in itself can transform our lives. It can give us profound reassurance of our self-worth. We matter because we belong to the Creator of the universe. As a believer of Christ, the fact that you belong to God, it gives honor to your life. Because you see, God is a good God. When we are not faithful, God is still faithful to himself and to his word. You see, beloved, nothing can erase the fact that you belong, that we belong to God through Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 8, verse 38, and 39. It says, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor death, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Jesus Christ, our Lord. So, beloved, God has given us a special purpose for us to do. We have a crucial part to play in the big plan. You see, God has placed something in each and every believer's life to be revealed. But it's up to us to accept it, the assignment that you have tailor-made for each and every one of us. Remember, brothers and sisters in Christ, we as born-again believers, we belong to God. We must always be mindful of the fact that we're on call 24/7. Yes, beloved, as a Christian, as a believer in Christ, You belong to someone other than yourself. Every believer righteously belongs to Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. You see, beloved, as believers in Christ, just as our belonging to Christ, it comes with the expectation of righteous living. So our loaning to the body of Christ comes with expectation also. Beloved, we are to use our various gifts and talents for the benefit of one another. We are to love one another as Christ loved the church. And sincerely, we are to seek truth and righteousness in these times and days that we are living in. We must treat one another with general affection and honor. We ought to serve the Lord with zeal rather than laziness, being slothful. We ought to share with one another the ups and downs of life. And we ought to pray faithfully for one another that we may be healed. We must share our resources in order to benefit those in the body of Christ that are in need. Yes, beloved, when conflict come about, when disorder or when misunderstanding come about, we ought to speak words of kindness rather than words of hostility, harmful words. We ought to seek peace rather than vengeance, and we ought to follow the Lord's command to love your enemy as yourself, and to bless those who curse us, and do good to those who hate us, and to pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you in 2023. Sure, my brothers and sisters in Christ, there are times where people may get on your last nerve, but we must look beyond their faults and see their needs, that they need Jesus too in their lives. They need to have a knowledge of who he is. And God desires to use every believer of Christ to be his mouthpiece, his hands and feet. He desires to use you in the capacity of influence, where the influence that you have concerning your walk with Christ would cause an impact in your community, in your family, in your friends, in your state, in your country, as well as in the world. God is not looking for your ability. He's looking for your availability, presenting yourself as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you would know what the perfect will of God is for your life in 2023. So we, as born-again believers of Christ, have to understand that we are God's own possession. God is the one that owns us. We belong to him. If God see fit that he wants to move us from the assignment he has given us, God will do it in his time and according to his purpose, because we are called to serve him and to serve others in the body of Christ. The Bible says one plant, one water, but God bring forth the increase in our lives as well, personally as well as collectively. He have called his church to be alive, his church to rise up and stand up in 2023, to be a place where people can come to get healed, to get set free, delivered by the power of the Holy Spirit. We are thankful and grateful that in these times that we are living in, that God seems fit that we're still here in the land of the living. That God seems fit that we're on top of the ground not on top of us. We are grateful because God has given us days to do his will. We must be careful and ask the Lord to number our days, to be affected, excuse me, in our walk with him. We must work while it is day, because when night cometh, no man can work. Jesus is our set example to look forward to. He is heir and joint heirs with us to the things of God. Yes, again, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are God's own possession because we belong to him. We don't belong to ourselves. We don't belong to the devil, because God has wiped our slate clean and he has called us to himself. Oh, what a pleasure it is to serve a living and true God. So remember, my brothers and sisters in Christ, you are God's own possession. You belong to God.
I've been through so much in my life, tried everything, but nothing turned out right. Then the master, he took my hand. Now he's leading me to the promised land. Oh, yeah. Jesus, love me. Oh, yes, my Jesus, he loves me. Oh, yeah, Jesus loves me, for the Bible
on the wall. His love keeps me up every time I fall. He loves me.
He loves loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me.
There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his only Son, Jesus, in the likeness of sinful flesh, and on account of sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. Yes, beloved, if you belong to Christ, the same God who raised Jesus from the dead will one day resurrect you. Yes, right now in 2023, we as born-again believers of Christ live in the same Spirit under his rule, and the Spirit liveth in us. So to whom do you belong? You belong to God. So people of God, every day, each day, in every way, we are being evaluated by the kind of clothes we are wearing. We are being evaluated by what we are driving, by our job performance, our grades at school and elsewhere, by our looks, our manners, and so forth. So, beloved, when we belong to God, he loves us more than we can do for ourselves. He loves us more than we can express. And God's love for us knows no limit. God's love for us has no barrier. Psalms 100 says, when we belong to God, he loves us more than we can express. And God's love for us is greater than what we can anticipate. Psalms 100, division 3 says, know ye that the Lord, he is God, and it is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Child of God, your understanding of belonging starts with you first hearing that you belong to God, and then believing in what you have been told. So, beloved, there is something powerful about being told who you truly are. You matter. You have worked, and you are loved by God. The book of Jeremiah 29, verse 13, it says, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. So always remember this. To whom you belong? Book of Romans 12, verse 1 through 3. It says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. So brothers and sisters in Christ, when life meets a crossroad, how do you know which path to choose? Beloved, God wants us to understand his will for our lives. You see, God's will is rooted in mercy and in grace. God's mercy and grace. He loads us down with benefits each and every day of our lives. Just that in itself, we should be thankful and grateful to the God Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yes, remember, my brothers and sisters in Christ, believer in Christ, God has placed you where you are in 2023 with a kingdom of God mandate, purpose on your life. He has placed you here for a purpose, on purpose. He have chosen you. He have chosen you for such a time as this. Yes, believer of Christ, you are called to be God's unique, movable possession. While we down here on planet Earth, we are called to be ambassadors for Christ. We are called to go in the beyond the walls of a building, of a church building, and of an assembly, and also of our homes, and go in the byways and the highways and compel people to come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We have been called to reflect God with our attitude, our behavior, and our lifestyle. Remember that everything we get from God is by faith. Hebrews 11:1 says that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Paul also says in Hebrews 11:6, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he say he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So we are seeking the Lord while he may be found. We are drawing nigh to him as he draw nigh to us. Matthew 6:33 says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added unto you. God is looking for a people that will make themselves available to be used by him. Those that wants to be his mouthpiece, his hands and feet. Those that are heirs and joint heirs with Christ to the promises of God. Showing 2023. We are living in a world that is filled with sin. In a world that is dark. Full of darkness and little light. But we as a church, we as a people, the people of God, must live a life that is pleasing in God's eyesight. If we fall short and find ourselves in sin, Bible says in 1 John 1:9, that if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are living in a time and in a season where God is moving, and he's moving rapidly throughout the land. Bible says his eyes go to and fro, looking for those whose heart is long towards him. Those that don't mind stretching out in faith, walking with him on a daily basis. He promised in Hebrews 13:5, God will never leave us nor forsake us. He's a God that's not too early, a God that's not too late. He's a God that's always on time. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, put your hand in the master's hand. Don't shrivel back, hallelujah, in your comfort zone. No, go forward of knowing that if God be for you, who or what can be against you? Of knowing that the greater one abide in you. If you abide in him and he abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and he will give it unto you. According to his time, and he knows when to loose it in your behalf. He knows when you are good and your intentions is right. And he also knows when your intentions are wrong. So desire to do the right thing in 2023. To live a life that is pleasing in God's eyesight. We must prepare our minds and our heart for action and always be on watch, be sober, and set our hope continuously and completely on the grace to be brought to us and the revelation of Jesus Christ. Let us be obedient children, not conforming ourselves according to the former lust in our ignorance, but as he which hath called us is holy. So be ye holy in all manner of conduct, in all manner of the way we live in 2023. God reminds us and let us know that we are his and that we are representatives here on earth and that we have his DNA, which is abiding in us as born again believers in Christ. So we are to be a holy, we are to live holy and be holy children, believer of Christ. You are a person who will be believer in Christ. Are you a person who will be God's movable possession and be used at his constant disposal. Wherever you are, 7 days a week, whether at home or socializing somewhere. Are you willing to be used for him? Not for your own convenience, or for his, not for your convenience or inconvenience. Will you be willing to be used at his disposal? When it says within your, when it says gifted or not, that you say, I am, and you can still say that I am a movable possession of God. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we have to remember what we have been called for. And it is to go out and preach and teach the gospel. Present the plan of salvation to people that is less fortunate than we are. To present to them the hope that lies within us when they find themselves in hopeless situations. We as believers of Christ must take a stand, draw the line in the sand, and take a stand for Christ. Yes, we're living in a time and a season where people will call wrong right and right wrong. Well, they will flock to unrighteous acts, unrighteous things that are being performed. But as a child of God, we have a decision to make in 2023. And that decision will be entitled to whether we get the blessing from the Lord or not. Because obedience is the key to receiving God's blessing in 2023. Yes, we have to be reminded that we are, whether we live unto God. And whether we die unto him. Whether we live thereby or die, we are the Lord's. So, beloved, we belong to him. And that in itself should give us encouragement while we walk our journey on this earth in 2023. It should also give us a reassurance of our self-worth here on planet earth. Because we belong to the God of the universe, God's hands is upon us. And he have given us orders to perform in our lives. So, beloved, remember, nothing can erase the fact that you belong to God through Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. Jesus Christ, the one that went to Calvary's cross, to Calvary, drug an old rugged cross from Judgment Hall to Calvary. Jesus is the one that did place a crown of thorns on his head, where blood and sweat came trembling down his brow. Jesus is the one that did place stripes on his back, tore flesh from the skin. Tore skin from the meat of the flesh. Jesus is the one that they mocked call him everything but a child of God. Jesus is the one that the people in his time said, crucify him. That same Jesus in 2023, as we being children of the Most High God, we have to make a decision on whether to accept him as our Lord and Savior or to reject him. Jesus Christ is the one that is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the one that have paved, made it possible. He became the mediator between God and man. When they took him to Calvary, they laid him on an old rugged cross, drew spikes through the palm of his hand and through the ankles of his feet. They raised him high and stretched him wide. They pierced his side, water and blood came trembling down. And when it hit the earth, thunder started roaring. Lightning started flashing. And the dead came up from the tombs and walked among the living. There was a soldier that was knelt down by the cross where Jesus hung. And he said, surely, this is the Son of God. You see, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God don't give up on us, but we give up on him. It is time to come back to the realization and the understanding that you belong to him. You belong to the God of the universe, the creator of heaven and earth, the one that sits high and look low, the one that knows us all by name and the very hairs on our head. And with that said, as I bring this lesson to a close, we just thank God for you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, Apostle. You belong to God. If you didn't know that before tonight, you've gotten some information that has proven it to you. Apply it to your life and walk in the fact that you belong to God. Choose to be a leader. Choose to be a lender and not a borrower. Choose to be the head and not the tail, because that is all that goes with being a child of God, belonging to Christ, belonging to God. Share the number 347-826-9424 with your family and friends and have them join you as you join us every Tuesday and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We'd love to have you. Again, that number is 347-826-9424. Also, if you have questions, comments, topics you'd like to hear discussed, you may also write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Please address your correspondence to Dudley, D-U-D-L-E-Y, Tebow, T-H-I, B as in boy, E-A-U-X as in x-ray, or Lisa Tebow. We'd love to hear from you. Remember, you belong to God. God bless you, and until we meet again, have a great week.